Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Off the Glass Nothing But Net and Up and Under networks. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. All right, what's up, Pels fans? Welcome to another episode of the Bird Calls podcast. I'm your host and contributor to thebirdrights.com, Preston Ellis. And today, we're breaking down Nicola Melli with the newest member of the Bird Rights. But first, we need to bring in our editor-in-chief, the man whose bathroom is messier than the Phoenix Suns offseason, Mr. Ali Cosell. What's up, sir?
All right, we're first going to clarify that. My bathroom is messy because we're going to undergo a remodel, all right? So don't let Preston... underwhelm or whatever, basically throw everybody off there. No, I'm not excited about it, Preston. I go straight from having a couple nice vacations, seeing you in Vegas, to basically a whole bunch of work again.
Well, you did it to yourself. I remember you did renovations like this just a year ago, and you were so anxious to do it again that here we are. But it does make our podcast interesting. I don't know if you guys can hear the dishes in the background, but why are dishes being cleaned in your bathroom anyway? It's all confusing to me.
Well, that was a year ago. That's when I didn't have a kitchen sink.
All right, let's bring
let's
on our newest.
On. We're not going to talk about this.
Let's move on. We've got a new contributor to our site. He also works at 8.9 Seconds, Pacers Film Room, Rookie Wire, and Clutch Points App. Mr. Ben Pfeiffer, welcome to the pod, sir. Did I pronounce your name right?
You did. It's not that everyone can do that. So impressive.
Kudos to me. Best in the business right here.
Preston, tell him the truth. You had asked me what the pronunciation was, correct?
Well, I guessed first, and you said I was right on the money. So let's clarify that as well.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk basketball. Ali, you're ruining this podcast right now. The most frightening part of all of this, talking to Ben is what I'm talking about, was I think Ben was on the verge of graduating high school. Or no, I was on the verge of graduating high school when Ben was born, which would mean, Ali, you were probably around 40. Is that math right?
Oh, boy. Why are we deviating from the topic? Let's talk about Nicola Melli.
All right. You guys can follow Ben at Ben_Pfeiffer_. You can follow Ali at Ali Cosell. All right, Ben, this is the reason we brought you on. 3,000 words on Nicola Melli just 1 week ago. I'll go ahead and give you the floor. Let's go ahead and start with this. Why did Nicola Melli choose now to come to the NBA?
That's a good question, and not one I'm not sure I can answer truthfully because I don't really know. But I mean, if I were to guess, I mean, this Pelicans team is very, very exciting. And David Griffin is done just fantastically assembling this team around Zion and turning around this team after Anthony Davis's departure. So if I were educated guess, I'd say he saw a great situation in which his particular skill set would have quite a bit of utility and decided to come over and join the fun.
You ready, Ali? I'll go ahead and continue. I didn't know if we were doing the two-on-one thing again or if I was hosting the two of you. What would you prefer, Ali?
You're right. I didn't even think about it. So
you know what? I'll just do I'll host and I'll throw a question at you, Ali.
Okay.
So obviously we've got a pretty crowded backcourt, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later today in terms of finding minutes for everyone. But Melly doesn't really have that challenge. Obviously Darius Miller and Kenrich Williams can get some minutes at the four, but principally right now on paper, at least, it looks like Zion's going to get the bulk of the minutes. And as a rookie, you probably wouldn't anticipate him getting more than, I don't know, 30 minutes per game. I'm thinking closer to 25. So that leaves a lot of minutes for Melly. Do you think he's going to be a stalwart part of the rotation, and how many minutes do you expect him to get?
I think they're definitely going to give him all the opportunity in the world, both in training camp and in preseason. And, you know, we gathered a lot of information, actually, from Jeff Duncan's article this morning that published on The Athletic, where, you know, he went in and talked to David Griffin one-on-one, and one of the big questions was, of course, you know, deciphering this new guy, Nicolò Melli. And basically, Griffin made it sound like, you know, he had other options to come here to the NBA, basically choosing other teams. But he decided on the Pelicans because of fit, and it sounds like opportunity. So you've got to think he's going to be given a lot of those minutes behind, you know, Favors and Zion. So I expect him, you know, to see 20 minutes a game or so, because look, the Pelicans need 3-point shooting. And if you look at their five best, you know, players on paper, and then you also look at the rest of the players that are might be coming off the bench, really, there's only a few really legitimate 3-point shooters. So Melly's one of them. So you've got to think he's got to be out there for at least spacing purposes. A lot of the time when, say, J.J. Redick isn't in the game, or if the Pelicans, you know, simply opt to basically, if they're, you know, depending on the game, where the score's standing, whether they need to go on a big run, whatever. There's a lot of opportunities for Melly because of the player, the caliber he is in terms of shooting. And we've got to mention his rebounding, right? He's one of the better defensive rebounders. And I think even Griff talked about him being the best one in the European League on the defensive end over the last like 3 or 4 years. So that's what the Pelicans really need. And so if he can provide both of those, and he proves that he can do that against NBA competition, I really like for him to get about 20 minutes a game.
All right, Ben, let's go ahead and break down his game a bit further. Obviously, everybody's anticipating, like Ali said, defensive rebounding and 3-point shooting. However, his game is a lot more diverse than that. And you wrote about it for thebirdwrights.com for us, wrote about pull-up jumpers, obviously attacking into the paint. Talk a bit about the versatility of his offensive skill set for us.
Yeah, he's a lot more than just a spot-up three-point shooter. And if he was a spot-up three-point shooter, he definitely wouldn't be as valuable as he is going to be, because it's all about shot versatility and shot diversity in opening up opportunities for teammates and being able to use your perimeter players in a myriad of different ways. And Melly's a lot more than that. We saw him, he shot quite a bit off the dribble for a 6'9 power forward, which is just a really impressive skill for him to have. Even if he's not going to be isolating and pulling up over defenders with any sort of regularity, the ability to attack a closeout and blow into a one dribble pull up or a sidestep three like Kevin Love does, that's really important for his offense to just add extra value. And he's not like a super crazy athlete, but he's good enough to blow by a lot of bigs who are going to be slower than him and get into the paint where he can rely on his touch. His touch is really good. And he can pass out of drives, he can find cutters, he can find open shooters from the baseline. And his passing is really great for a big man, which is another really important thing. He's such a smart decision maker. He rarely makes dumb errors. He rarely forces bad shots. He's always under control and playing within himself and looking for the best possible shot, moving the ball, keeping the offense flowing. And the Pelicans have so many fantastic passers on their roster. They have Jrue Holiday, Lonzo Ball, Zion Williamson. They're all plus passers for their position. And if he can get out there with those three, that's four plus passers who move the ball, who find windows, who create opportunities for their teammates, and just a really, really excellent skill to have there.
Nice. So that's a good breakdown of his offensive skill set, and we're just going to bring to the floor. Obviously, Pelicans fans are probably anxious to see him play alongside Zion. However, it appears just on paper that he's probably going to get a lot of his minutes alongside Jahlil Okafor in addition to Derek Favors. Now, how do you think he's going to pair with a traditional big man like that, Ali? Obviously, he's got the size himself to be a Nikola Mirotic type player, at least in terms of physicality down there, but we probably don't anticipate he's going to play that role that Nico did. Do you?
No, and not at the outset especially. But I do think it's exciting that the Pelicans did sign him. You know, we were thinking coming in this season that Christian Wood might have been that floor spacing kind of big off the bench. Well, obviously it didn't work out with him, and they went and grabbed Nikola Melli instead. And he's a much more polished player. Look, people have even reached out to me on Twitter saying, you know, I have no expectations of this guy because he hasn't even played a minute in the NBA. And while that's all true, you've got to understand that the EuroLeague isn't really a bad league. You know, that's the second best basketball league in the world. And you saw his skills. If you looked at any of his video, and please, guys, I recommend you really read through Ben's piece if you haven't already, because he's got a lot of great video clips that kind of shows exactly what we're talking about. And so go to the Bird Rights and please read Nikola Melli, could be New Orleans Pelicans' unsung hero, right away. Because it will show you the savviness that Ben was talking about, all these other things that he brings to the court. And like I said, that you just got to feel will translate, because if it did on the EuroLeague, and that's kind of the designed offensive strategies for Alvin Gentry and Chris Finch, then he's going to fit right in, because they want somebody moving the ball that can space the floor and can rebound and can, you know, play out in the perimeter, especially when you've got a guy like Favors or Okafor down low. So I think he's going to be a great fit.
Now, obviously, being a long-distance shooter is going to help his game in Alvin Gentry's offense. But just in terms of the overall pace that the Pelicans like to play at, Ben, Nikola Melli has a lot of video breakdowns in your article on some of his half-court basketball play. How is he going to fare in transition?
In transition, he's going to do well because, like Ollie mentioned, he's an excellent defensive rebounder. Despite I could see some regression there because of a lack of like size or length, especially if he's scaling up to the five or playing that or playing alongside smaller players. But once he does grab rebounds, he has the handle and the fluidity in the open court to grab and go. And like I said, he's not going to force anything. He's going to make great decisions in the open floor. He's going to find teammates cutting. He's going to find trailing shooters. He's going to pause, wait for the best situation to open up. And if nothing does open up, he's not going to force anything. And if he's not handling the ball, he's going to be awesome sprinting down to his spots in the corner of the wing and filling lanes and just finding the cracks in the defense to spray threes all over the court. And like I said, when defenses try to run him off the line in transition, he has the handle and the skill overall to beat them off the line and make plays against a weak defensive front in transition. So he's definitely going to fit their up-tempo style of wanting to run. Even though he's not a super athletic player, his skill set fits well in that play style.
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
Now, Ollie,
I've got a question for you, because let's get you involved. And since we've been kind of talking amongst ourselves within our group of the Bird Rights over on Twitter, it's been a big topic, you know, minute distribution. And there's a lot of people out there that think, you know, Melli may not see these initial minutes. Quite the contrary to what we're saying now, but I want Preston, you to explain why you think that he will over guys like Darius Miller and Kenrich Williams, who a lot of people expect to see some minutes at the four.
Well, a lot of it comes with familiarity. If you're making the argument for Darius Miller and Kenrich Williams, obviously these guys have played in Alvin Gentry's system. He has trust for them in that regard. Nikola Melli is somebody who might be facing a language barrier. I don't know how fluent he is with the language, but even regardless of the language barrier, he's still going to be coming into a situation that he's unfamiliar with a bunch of guys that he's unfamiliar with. Now, most of the rotation was kind of offloaded. Disregarding Drew Holiday, a lot of these guys are going to be doing that. But with that being said, Darius Miller's been in the building. Kenrich Williams has been in the building. Etuan Moore's been in the building. Jahlil Okafor. These are all guys who are kind of inherently fighting for some of the same minutes Nikola Melli is. Now, here's the counter argument. One, the upside, they desperately need shooting. They desperately need size along these guys. The backcourt is overloaded right now, but the frontcourt actually has a lot of minutes up for grab. And up for grabs. And you'd like to see somebody with a bit more size, a bit more shooting than Kenrich Williams, and a bit more aggressive than Darius Miller in that position at the four. And that's where Nicola Melli makes a lot of sense. I've got him playing about 18 minutes per game to start the season right now. Obviously, that's a situation that could evolve over time. Like, we're going to see Frank Jackson, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Jackson Hayes, maybe even Etuan Moore. These guys are probably not going to get a lot of minutes to start the season, at least I would anticipate. They're obviously going to have training camp battles, but you want to see what all of these Lakers guys can do first, because if you don't want them in the building, you need to know that now. If you want to move them before the deadline, you need to know that now. You can't afford to wait. You need to see what these guys can do in your system. So it's paramount that Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, and Lonzo Ball get minutes first. Now I'm going to turn the table over to you, Ollie, because this actually was what I was going to ask you. We are not certain at this point in time that Brandon Ingram is going to be ready to start the season. Now, I've broached the topic before, how J.J. Redick would pair at the three alongside Lonzo Ball and Jrue Holiday, who can make up for some of his deficiencies on the perimeter. But with that being said, Nicola Melli has the shooting that you desperately need. He has a lot more size, I think 5 inches on J.J. Redick. He's not the most fluid guy athletically, and we saw Nikola Mirotić struggle at the three. But should that transpire, should Ingram not be ready for the start of the regular season, do you think there's a world in which we can see some Nicola Melli minutes at the three?
You know, honestly, I don't. Because when you watch these, just even these video clips that Ben posted, you don't like his lateral movement. And in the, let me stress this. In today's NBA, the position you can play is the position you can guard. That's how most coaches play it. That's really how everything is based on, you know, really what's still pertinent about making the differences between the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I don't think Melli can stick with maybe even 10% of the small forwards out there, the ones that play the three. So no, I don't foresee that. That's why I do think that there may be, that might be another reason why the Pelicans actually brought back Darius Miller, to be honest with you. I mean, Brandon Ingram, like you just mentioned, you know, a month after his surgery, he talked about how he hasn't even picked up a basketball yet. Well, he said the same thing to us just a week ago, or whatever it was, maybe a few days more than that, like 10 days ago at the press conference. So, you know, with him still not even picking up a basketball, training camp about 2 months away, there's got to be a chance that if he's not going to miss the start of the season, that he's at least going to be limited to where you got to think maybe he'll be held to like 20, 25 minutes and probably certainly no back-to-backs. So with that being said, somebody has to fill those minutes. So you're right to ask this question, but I don't think it would be Melli. Instead, I think it could be Miller, or, of course, Alvin would go back to what he's always done in the past. And that's the three-man, yeah, three-guard lineups with each one more filling at the three. Maybe you're right. Maybe Redick could slide in the two, and then they would put Jrue at the three with Lonzo running the point. So I think we'll see a lot of variations like that, especially early on in preseason.
Yeah, and it'll all obviously be matchup based. If you have Harrison Barnes, Otto Porter, Andrew Wiggins, those longer, slower players on the perimeter, maybe that's something Melli could mesh with a bit better. I'm going to go ahead and turn this to you, Ben. Obviously, we're expecting him to get most of his minutes at the four, potentially at the five alongside Zion, if they do, you know, kind of similar to what the Pelicans did last year with Nikola Mirotić and Anthony Davis, where they kind of took turns taking the low post pounding on the defensive end. How versatile do you think Nicola Melli can be on the defensive end? Do you think he can guard 3 through 5?
Yeah, like Ollie said, I wouldn't be super confident on him guarding threes. His lateral quickness is pretty rough. He has some flashes of being able to keep up with smaller players, but generally he doesn't handle quickness well. I think he's actually pretty similar to Kenrich Williams in a lot of ways, in being a super smart passer with a great team defender who struggles on the ball. So I think he probably takes all of his minutes at the four. That's just a little tangent. But getting back to Melli, he's just a really, really smart team defender, which is something I preach all the time on every podcast I appear on and everything I write, how important team defense is and how undervalued it is. And defense is a 5-man game. It's not a 1-man game. On offense, one player can carry the load. On defense, that's not the case. And you need guys who make crisp rotations, who break on the ball and come from the weak side for blocks and jump passing lanes for steals to generate events all off the ball. And even if you have a guy who's an elite on-ball defender, the offense can simply not attack him. But if you have an elite team defender, then it's a lot more difficult to totally neuter his impact, because he can always be doing some things. And that's where Melli breathes a lot of goodness. I was talking about this with Ollie in DMs, and he said he reminds Melly's smarts remind him a lot of a lot slimmer Marc Gasol, and I think that's really true. He understands positioning really, really well. He's super smart in his rotations, and he always has a great nose for where the ball is going to go. And combined with his size and his competent fluidity for a big man, that is a really, really great asset. And he's gonna be a guy who a lot of people underrate on defense because he's a slowish white guy, but he's gonna be really effective, I think, especially off the ball. And he's a pretty great post defender, or at least he was in the EuroLeague. I don't think he's gonna have the strength or the length to bang with Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic of the world, but there aren't too many dominant post weapons in the NBA anymore. So on most nights and in most matchups, that's not going to be a huge issue. And in terms of his ability to play the five, I do think he can slide up when needed to play next to Zion, ideally, because they are a perfect fit next to each other. And he has enough strength, enough post defense, and enough smarts to slide up to the five. It would kind of be similar to what he did at Fenerbahce with Jan Vesely, who is one of the most feared rim protectors in the EuroLeague, who could kind of be like Zion. Zion's going to be a monster weak side rim protector, rotating all the way from the weak side to get crazy blocks and steals like he did all at Duke. And Melo's just that sound, sturdy presence that's not going to make mistakes. He's going to be solid on defense. He's going to rebound. And because of that, he's going to be a really surprisingly effective defensive big man, I think.
All right, we got to get out of here. Sorry, go ahead, Ollie.
Yeah, I just want to ask a quick follow-up. I DM'd you. You didn't read it. So, Ben, there's one thing I think that we also need to mention, and I think you did a great job in your article, and that's basically just showing you how intense Melly is on the defensive end. And he also adds, you know, talking. And he went as so much, I think in one of your video clips, even pushing a fellow teammate to get in the position, right? So could you explain that or go into that in a little bit more depth as well?
Yeah, it's just the same thing has to do with his IQ on defense and his feel for the game. He's a great communicator. And like I said, defense is five guys working in unison. You have to be on the same page and you have to understand what you're doing. And it's really important to have multiple guys, of course. And the Pelicans do have multiple guys who are like that. Lonzo Ball is a super cerebral defender. Jrue Holiday is great on that end. So is Zion. And so is Derek Favors. And Melly being able to direct his teammates when they're off or cover for his teammates' mistakes by, yeah, sometimes mentally or physically pushing them to the right spots is really important to fostering a successful team defensive environment.
All right, we're going to get out on this. Thank you so much for your time, Ben. Of course, you guys can follow him at Ben_Pfeiffer_. We're not going to bother to close with Ollie because we're going to talk to Ollie in just about 10 more minutes. We're going to bring on Sixers Adam and we're going to talk JJ Redick. In the meantime.
Oh, you're bringing on Adam.
I know. It's
wow,
going to be fun.
Star-studded group today.
I know. You guys are going to knock it out of the park too. Ben, go ahead and tell our listeners more about you and what work you've got coming up for the Bird Rights or any other platform.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of good stuff hopefully coming up in the future. I have written on Nicola Melli, JJ Redick, and I'm hoping to round out this little series with a breakdown of the Pelicans' third other free agent acquisition, Derek Favors. So that will be coming in coming days. So be excited for that. And yeah, that's about it. That's all for now.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Of course, go to thebirdrights.com if you haven't today already. A lot of great stuff from Mike, Ben, Ollie, so much more. If you want to donate to our podcast, you can do that at patreon.com/PrestonEllis, or you can do us another favor. Just go to your podcast app and give us a 5-star rating. We'll be back momentarily with a breakdown on JJ Redick. But for now, let's go Pels. Let's dance. Whatever catchphrase we want to go with today. Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Off the Glass, Nothing But Net, and Up and Under podcast networks. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card.
not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The Geico Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance. Your home is important. That's why Geico helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The Geico Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.